This podcast is brought to you by Facultad de Lenguas PUAP, Revista Ecos.
Hello everyone, welcome to our first podcast. Here Nini.
Hello everybody.
And I'm Jessica. And now we're going to talk about this movie, Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland, which is a different movie, right? We have like the old, what's the name of the author of the books? It's Lewis Carroll, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, so in this new movie, well, it's a kind of modernized Alice. So it changed many things, and people, you know, like have been thinking that it was a bad movie. But well, we are going to kind of
criticize
those opinions. So what do you know about Alice and Jessica?
Well, actually, I haven't seen the movie, the first movie, the children movie, because for me, I could stand it.
Really?
I know the story. I know that the little girl who was with her sister, she goes into the hall and she meets the hatter and Peter and something like that, and the bunny and everything.
Yeah, and she arrives to a strange place,
the Wonderland.
Yeah, because actually, you know, I remember that I saw that, but it was so long ago. It has passed a long time. So I don't exactly remember every detail of the movie, the cartoon one, but it was almost the same, you know, like we know that she arrives, she meets the hatter, the rabbit, the queen and everything. So it's kind of, for me, I really didn't like it, because it's like kind of strange, you know, like for my, you know, like novel mind.
Exactly.
But like, I can understand this. I think it was like for stunt people or something like that, you know, like everything was too crazy or odd. So I don't really understand that. And now that I have seen the new version, well, I kind of like it a bit.
Yes, it's supposed that this movie is when Alice come back after, I don't know, 15 years, something like that.
Yeah, more.
And everybody is waiting for her, no? And I was like, is it that in the book, or is just a Tim Burton's idea, or what the hell? I didn't get it.
You know what? I went to watch the movie with some friends, and one of them have already read the books. So, but he said that there are two books. It's the first one that is Alice in Wonderland, and the other one is something like Alice Behind the Mirror or something like that. I don't exactly remember the name. But he said that, well, at the end of the movie, he said that this movie, this Tim Burton's film, is based but in both books, not just in the first one. Yeah, so that's why it's a kind of combination, and it's like they are waiting for Alice because it has already happened. You know, everything has already happened. So it's like for I don't know, for that side, it's like he made them or mixed the two stories.
Oh, I didn't know that he was the mix. I knew about a story about Alice, the wicked version or something like that, a game or something like that. But I know that there's a.
Yes, and well, I have to recognize that it's a pity that I haven't read both books. But well, probably, you know, like I don't feel that sorrow, not too much, because I think that it's, for example, when you have expectations based on a book, it's difficult, you know, like to overcome the things that you have read and that you have imagined. And when you watch the movie, it's like, oh no, it is a, you know, like a
fail.
Yeah, like garbage, because I don't like it, because it's like, I imagine different things.
That doesn't happen in the book, so.
Yeah, that's right. So probably now that I have watched this film, I probably, you know, like, kind of, I want to read those books. Yeah, and in that way, probably I have a more detailed idea because, well, I don't know. Many people says that they didn't like it, they didn't like the movie because it was like, you know, like very Hollywood style or something like that. Knowing that nowadays Tim Burton's have lost the, you know, like kind of charm he had. For example, Sweeney Todd and things like
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, Nightmare.
Yes.
Yeah,
the pumpkin.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, like they say, okay, well, he started good, but now he has, you know, already kind of been conquered for Hollywood, you know.
Exactly.
He has to sell and everything.
Well, this is about the movie and the books, no? But what about the characters? Johnny Depp and Elena
Bonham.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I really like those performances that they did because, I don't know, like, everything was kind of a dream and I like it a lot, the makeup. And also,
oh, yeah.
You know, like
the
performance, yeah,
they were good.
Yeah, everything was great. I think I can't say the same for this new Alice because he was a kind of plain. But I don't know, like the Red Queen and also the Hatter,
the
they
queen.
Were the white was the worst.
Like, oh, I'm in my little world. Hello, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
you can watch Jessica, but she's moving the hands in a you know, strange manner.
If you see the movie,
if you have watched the movie, then you know what we're talking about. But the, I don't know, like the worst character in that movie was the White Queen.
Yes.
You know, it was
what happened
like,
with that? I don't know if it really exists on the book or.
Yeah, I don't know either. But anyway. I don't know, that was the worst part.
Yes,
I can tell that. It was the worst part, the worst character. Even the costume, even, you know, the makeup, it wasn't as great as the others.
Yeah.
No, it was
too simple to, I don't know, I didn't like it.
Pretty plain.
See.
Yeah, it was like, it didn't fit, she didn't fit in there. Yeah, so it was too simple.
Yeah, without her, the movie would be excellent in a good way.
With a different person, you know, like a different artist. Who could have a different actress?
I don't know.
You should have, I don't know, probably this, no. It must be someone who have, you know, like an angel look or something like that. Very kind. Question that just arrived to my mind. Like,
what would be a question for our listeners now?
Yeah, you could imagine a different person in that character and it would have been better.
Yeah.
How would you say that for you, in your opinion, was the movie good or bad?
I think it was a good movie. The special effects, the, I don't know, photography, everything. Okay, not according to the Tim Burton's style, but for me, I think the Hollywood people gave it a lot of publicity that it hasn't deserved.
As much publicity as probably. I don't know. Yeah, I think that for me it was good. I really like it, and I want to watch
good.
It in third dimension, so in that way I can kind of enjoy this cat better, you know? But yeah, I agree.
Oh,
it
the
was
cat. The cat was a
yeah.
good one. I love it.
I love it. Yes, it was good. Well, I don't know, cats always are cute. Yes.
We
there was a lot of expectations
yes.
About around the movie, and well, some people said that it was not as good as they expected, but I think it's good. I would say that I recommend people to go and watch the movie and judge by themselves. Not don't allow people to influence your thoughts. So try to go there and be prepared to watch 2 hours of, you know, a strange world, different of ours in some ways, but similar in others. So you have to go and judge by yourself.
Exactly. And if you want to go to watching on 3D, I recommend you not to do that. It's the same.
It's the same?
And only it costs a lot of money.
Oh, okay. So, well, here we have an advice, so take it.
But it's up to you.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so, well, you know, try to look up for the nearest theater and go watch Alicia.
Alicia in the Place of the Sun.
Or Alice in English, of course. So,
this was of course, but God hope you enjoy it. And you will listen us soon.
Yeah, of course, and just remember to visit our web pages that are Okay, so see you in the next episode of our podcast of movies. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
It's real, is it real?